Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to The Daily. I hope everyone is having a great middle of their week, and you keep pushing because it is almost Friday, it is almost the weekend, you're almost there. We got some really great stuff planned for you today. My name is Sarah.
And my name is James.
So stick around. The first song we have up for you today is Awesome God by Rich Mullins.
Up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God.
Night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
In judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. The mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Our God.
Today's scripture comes from Galatians 5:6. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything. The only thing that counts is faith working through love.
This next song that we have for you today is Come to Life by Neon Feather.
In every sky, in every hue,
The next song we have up for you today is Fighting For Me by Riley Clemmings.
I need the kind of love that can outlast the night. I need the kind of love that is willing to fight. When the going gets tough and my strength's not enough, I see you showing up like never before. This battle for my heart, you took on from the start. You are the peace when my mind's at war.
The talking point we have for you today is actually kind of an interesting one, and it is, if you could write a best-selling book, what would it be about? So I know for me, me and my coworkers, we always joked about writing a book about kind of the things that happen in a classroom and what goes through a kid's mind. Childcare isn't for everyone, and there are a lot of interesting things that if you haven't worked in childcare, you don't know about. So I feel like for me, if I could write a best-selling book, it would just be about the kids and how all these kids have different personalities and they are at different levels of their learning and they're developing, because that's what a lot of people don't know, is every single kid is different. And I know people say they get that, but until you work in childcare and or with kids in general and you really see how all these kids are different and their personalities are different, you never really know. And another part of the book that I would like to write is some of these things that these kids say, they just blow my mind. One, how smart they are, and two, just how funny some of these things that these kids say are, or how they can predict certain things that you never think they would be able to. So the second part to that book would be just quotes from the kids that I've taught and that my coworkers have taught. Another thing I have that I can add to that is just recently at work, we had to complete these ASQs, and it's based on the child's age and how they should be developing at that age. And it's just a list, kind of like a test of things that they should be able to do at that age. And for some of them, one of the kids, I was asking him what his last name is, and one of the funny comments I got for that was Scooby-Doo. And that just really made me laugh, because just knowing that he actually didn't know his last name and that he was totally serious about the fact that that was his last name. And another thing that made me laugh is another one of the questions on there where you have to ask them if they are a boy or a girl. And I was asking one of the kids if he was a boy or a girl. And I was like, so are you a boy or a girl? And he looked at me and he was like, well, Miss Sarah, I'm a boy, obviously. So just the things that come out of these kids' mouths just really crack me up sometimes and make my day a lot brighter.
I don't know if you guys know about a book called Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. There's many, many versions of this book. There's, you know, the singles version and the teen version, the kids version, the regular version, all kinds of versions of this book. And it's a very, very great devotional book. It's a daily devotional. And I have always thought it would be really funny to write a kind of a response book to Jesus Calling, because I would love to call it I Answered and talk about how I felt with each day of the devotional. You know, what was I feeling? How did I pray over the devotional? Stuff like that. But then more of my response as well, you know, how to further along the message from Jesus Calling with I Answered. I always thought it would be really funny to write. The fourth song that we have for you today is Lift You by Tim Newman.
The walls are closing in, and they're painted with your sin. The floor on which you sit is stained with your regret. But when you are burdened, when you are stressed, I'll be the one who lays you to rest. When you are weary, when you are tired, I will walk with you into the fire. So who'd you know that you can hold, that lets you show your broken soul? Somebody to lift you when you're low. So who'd you know that you can hold when the wind is getting colder now? Now somebody to lift you when you're low. You filled the empty space, talking to yourself again, sending letters in your head, but the writing is a mess. When you are burdened, when you are stressed, I'll be the one who lays you to rest. When you are weary, when you are tired, I will walk with you into the fire. So who'd you know that you can hold, that lets you show your broken soul? You know that you can hold when the wind is getting. getting colder now. Somebody to lift you when you're low. Somebody to lift you when you're low. You show your broken soul, somebody to lift you when you're low.
The last song we have for you today is a new one that was just released in 2020, and James has heard it before, but when I was planning, I just discovered it, and it is called Hold On To Me by Lauren Daigle. And I was listening to the song, and I really loved it, and it really connected with me, just the lyrics and what it's about. And then after it was done playing, it played behind the scenes, and I'm just going to give you a little bit of what she said. So she said in that she wrote the song in 2019, and when she was on tour, and she was really struggling, and she was just exhausted and very tired, and she never finished the song. And while she was on stage with a couple of friends in Kansas, they finished the song, and they decided to sing it for the first time. And she said she just watched the crowd just really absorb the song. And that is when it really hit deep, and it made it have a deeper meaning for her. And then she said 2020 hit, and that year obviously changed everyone's life in some sort of way. And she said that the song was all about having someone there who will hold on to you even when you're the worst version of yourself, and having someone who sees you through your worst circumstances and still chooses you in the process. So that is what that song is all about. And I just really relate. I think I just really relate to that, because she also says it's about us coming together as people and being there for each other and holding each other up in the worst times, and how it can really change someone's lives. And there are times that I felt really alone, and someone's small act of kindness to help me and kind of hold me up and guide me in the right direction really changed my life around from what I was thinking that it was.
When the best of me is barely breathing, when I'm not somebody I believe in, hold on to me. When I miss the light, the night is stolen, when I'm slamming all the doors you've opened, hold on to me. Hold on to me. Hold on to me when it's too dark to see you, when I am sure I have reached the end. Hold on to me. When I let go, hold me again. When I don't feel like I'm worth defending, when I'm tired of my pretending, hold on to me. When I start to break in desperation, underneath the weight of expectation, hold on to me. Hold on to me. 'cause I know nobody loves me better. Hold on to me. Hold on to me.
Thank you so much for joining us for this Wednesday episode of The Daily. I hope that you have a great rest of your day, and I hope that the rest of your week goes well for you. My name is James.
My name is Sarah.
And you're listening to
The Daily.